Views expressed by Dr. Joel Wallach and others on the following live paid program represent opinions of the participants only and do not necessarily represent those of the ZBS Radio Network's staff, management, advertisers, or affiliates. If something is said which you find offensive or with which you disagree, the ZBS Radio Network urges you to call the program in order to help us balance comment. This program is meant to present nutritional information only and is in no way meant to replace the advice of your medical doctor.
And now, the superstar of alternative health and purveyor of medical truth, Dr. Joel Wallach.
Hello and welcome. You're listening to the Dead Doctors Don't Lie show, and this is your guest host, Nurse Joanne Conaway, sitting in today for Dr. Wallach. Welcome to the show. And if you have a call that concerns your health, wellness, and longevity, let me hear from you. The priority number here is 831-685-1080. That's 831-685-1080. Or toll free, 888-379-2552. That's 888-379-2552. Well, for those of you who don't know me, I am a retired Air Force nurse. I'm a practicing registered nurse. I've been in nursing over 30 years, and the thing that makes my nursing background a little different is I spent several years doing specialized nutritional support. Now, during that time, I took care of people who could no longer eat by mouth, so these people could no longer get the nutrition that they needed through the normal route. We had to feed them through the intravenous route. We had to give them their proteins and their carbohydrates and all their vitamins, of course, through the intravenous route, and we knew that there were needs for those things, but what we learned very quickly was the profound needs for things like essential fatty acids and trace minerals. We knew about the major minerals, of course, but the trace minerals were a mystery. And in working with these people, I saw firsthand the manifestations of mineral and vitamin deficiency diseases. So when I first heard Dr. Wallach's tape, Dead Doctors Don't Lie, several years ago, I got excited and got on the bandwagon right away, if you will, because I knew that the things he was talking about, the things he talked about on his tape, were indeed true. I had seen them in the clinical setting. I had seen these manifestations. So I knew that he was onto something. I immediately got on board with Dr. Wallach, and I have been working very closely with him ever since, and I am delighted to be sitting in for him today. Again, if you have a question concerning your health, wellness, and longevity, that priority line here is 831-685-1080. That's 831-685-1080, or toll free, 888-379-2552. That's 888-379-2552. Well, this came across my desk just the other day, and I have to agree with everything that it says. The title of the article is Industry Must Step Up as Alternative to America's Diseasification. And what this article is talking about is that it is the feeling of those veteran alternative medicine people like Dr. Julian Whitaker, and of course Dr. Wallach agrees with this, I know, that the dietary supplement industry really needs to push to get its message heard by the public and medical practice to actually counteract the pharmaceutical companies and the medical people who are actually setting new disease definitions which make people think that they need medications. Now, it's interesting when you think about this. I know for a long time I chuckle every time I see that ad on TV, and it's been a while. I don't watch much TV, but every once in a while I'll see that ad that shows this individual walking into a room full of people and just all of a sudden being totally stymied, unable to talk, unable to communicate, and I'm not exactly sure what the condition is called. It's situational affective disorder or something, I don't know. But of course they have a medication out there that's going to treat that. And there are many others like that, and if you watch TV, you could sit there in an evening and have any one of many, many different diagnoses and could be going to your doctor or contacting your doctor and telling your doctor that you wanted any one of several different medications. Well, this one physician and alternative medicine veteran, Dr. Jillian Whitaker, he runs the Whitaker Wellness Institute in Newport Beach, California, and he has pitted mainstream medical practice and the pharmaceutical industry against the potential of the dietary supplement industry to act preventatively. Now, what he's saying is that the medical establishment actually sets the definitions of disease And they do so that more and more people actually fall within disease ranks and need to be medicated or need to be treated with medication. Now, a quote from Lauren Israelson, who is the United Natural Products Alliance Executive Director, he says, you create the conditions, you sell the conditions. And as far as he's concerned, quote, whoever defines these terms is likely to win the game, unquote. So when we look at this situation and we look at what's happening in this country, more and more money is being made, more and more dollars are being spent because more and more people are convinced that they have conditions that must be treated with a drug or must be treated with some type of a medication. And according to Dr. Whitaker, we are not being proactive enough as a group in informing the public. And I believe that he's right. When you consider that the pharmaceutical industry, their message gets out to the public and gets heard much more frequently than the dietary supplement industry, he's absolutely right. Now, part of the problem is we have to be very careful as the dietary supplement industry to be sure that what we say is very carefully stated, to make sure that we cross every T and dot every I. And the unfortunate thing for us is we can't say many of the things that we know to be true about many of the supplements because our hands are tied by the Food and Drug Administration, our hands are tied by the FCC, and we literally cannot speak out and cannot say some of the things that we know to be true. It's really sad. And when you look at us statistically and you look at what's happening in this country, in 2004, for example, the United States spent $1.9 million on national health care expenditures. Now, this figure is actually set to double, according to some statisticians, over the course of the next decade. Well, that's an awful lot of money being spent on national health care. And even though we're spending this, depending upon who you look at or who you believe in terms of ranking of countries, we rank somewhere around 22nd out of 23 or 37 out of 190, depending upon what statistics you're looking at. So, like Doc always says, we have the highest paid health care, but we certainly aren't getting the bang for the buck. Those things are things that we need to be able to get out and make sure that the public is more aware of. You're listening to the Dead Doctors Don't Lie show, and this is your guest host, Nurse Joanne Conaway, sitting in today for Dr. Wallach. If you have a question, give me a call. 831-685-1080 is the priority line. That's 831-685-1080 or toll free 888-379-2552. Stay with us. We'll be right back.
Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, your host of Dead Doctors Don't Lie. If you're interested in a colon cleanse, blood cleanse, liver cleanse, you know, in the classical herbal way, you want to ask your longevity associate for Herbal Rainforest. Herbal Rainforest has 16 herbs, 16 cleansing herbs, classic cleansing herbs, and 77 plant minerals. That's right, and these are all organic. It doesn't get any better than that. In your busy day, and you're around all these toxins out there, in your workplace, on the way home, going to work, in your food, in the air, in the water, you need Herbal Rainforest. I guarantee you, it will give you a cleanse. You can control the dose. It's a liquid. It tastes good. It doesn't get any better than this. A colon that's happy makes you happy. Nothing better than a happy colon. Herbal Rainforest. Clean it out.
For more information on this product or others you've heard about on the Dead Doctors Don't Lie radio program, call your local longevity associate today. And don't forget to ask about home-based business opportunities.
Hi, it's MZ, chairman of the ZBS Radio Network, with an important message for all of you who care about your health and enjoy listening to the Dead Doctors Don't Lie radio program. Dead Doctors Don't Lie radio is now available to everybody, everywhere, on demand, courtesy of technology and the Internet. Yep, now you and anyone else can listen to the latest Dead Doctors program wherever and whenever you want. All you need to do is register for the Dead Doctors Don't Lie radio podcast by getting on the Internet and going to doc.ksco.com. That's doc, spelled D-O-C, dot K-S-C-O, dot com. It's that simple. And don't forget, you can always call the show with your own health questions for Doc any weekday between 12 noon and 1 p.m. Pacific time. Tell everyone you know about the Internet web address doc.ksco.com, where you can read show notes and download the daily Dead Doctors Don't Lie podcast on demand or even automatically. Remember the address doc.ksco.com. Here's to your health and longevity.
back. You're listening to the Dead Doctors Don't Lie show, and this is your guest host, Nurse Joanne Conaway, sitting in today for Dr. Wallach. And we still do have open lines. If you have a question concerning your health, wellness, and longevity, give me a call here. The priority line is 831-685-1080. That's 831-685-1080. Or toll free, 888-379-2552. That's 888-379-2552. Well, Doug, I'd like to go to Pearls of Wisdom if we could. Are you with me?
I am with you today, and it's always good to have you on.
Good to be here.
You've heard of sleepwalking before. I've actually known a couple people that suffered from that. And now there's a new disorder out there, but this is one that's caused by pharmaceuticals. It's called sleep driving. And you might have first heard about this about a year ago. Representative Patrick Kennedy, I remember he crashed his car into a guard gate there at the White House, and apparently later said he didn't remember anything about it because he had been taking Ambien along with another sleep medication or a narcotic of some sort. And now, and, you know, the FDA, they jump right on this stuff. Now, about a year later, they decide that they need a new warning label on these 13 different sleep disorder drugs.
Because they didn't waste any time.
Oh, no, you don't want to move too fast on this stuff.
That's right.
Yeah, but they've said that they've now discovered that some of these sleep disorder drugs like Ambien and Lunesta are two of the more popular ones, that they are now finding that they have a complicated version of sleepwalking going on, and that is people who might decide in the middle of the night to get up and go for a drive somewhere and then later not even remember doing so. Now, the FDA says that they don't know exactly how many of these cases are, but according to a neurology chief, Dr. Russell Katz, he says the agency has uncovered more than a dozen reports, and they're a little concerned that maybe there's been a few gone unreported. So you can imagine if somebody lives by themselves, take this drug, they go for a drive somewhere, come back, go to bed, they don't remember it later, so how would they know that they did it to
That's
even
right.
report it? So they say there are millions of these prescriptions out there. They're thinking the problem is rare, but they say that there are precautions that patients can take who are taking these drugs, and the FDA has ordered a series of strict new steps in order to control the use of these 13 different sleep drugs. They say that sleep driving is one of the most dangerous side effects of this, along with other complex, what they call complex sleep-related behaviors. Apparently, there's been cases of people making phone calls in their sleep, getting up and making a meal and eating it while they're asleep, and even having sex while they were asleep. And there's another more life-threatening reaction to this, which could be an allergic reaction that can cause death, and it could also cause severe facial swelling, and this can even occur even after the first time you take the pill. It may be a few pills down the line when you actually experience this. Now, the FDA, in their infinite wisdom, they did send out some letters to doctors warning them of these new problems, and you got to wonder how many of these letters these doctors actually read, as busy as they are. And they say that all of these will be now sent with special brochures called medication guides, and these drugs include Ambien, Butisol Sodium, Carbitol, Dalmane, Doral, Halcyon, Lunesta, Placidil, Prozum, Restoril, Rosarum, Secanol, and Sonata. So if you're taking any of those drugs, you might want to maybe get one of those things people tie around their ankle when they throw their surfboard and tie it to the bedpost so you won't go too far. And maybe hide the car keys before you go to sleep.
That might be one way to do it. You know, it's interesting because I still work as a nurse a couple days a month, and I work the night shift. And many of our patients are prescribed some of these medications. I suppose probably the one that's most popular right now in the hospital setting is Ambien. And every once in a while, we'll have one of these patients just do some really weird things, like get up in the middle of the night and start walking the hall, or get up and climb into the next patient's bed, or something like that. And you always have to wonder which drug is causing this problem.
Now
you know. Because they're on so many.
That's true.
Yeah, and now that I know this, I'm just going to have to laugh. I'm going to have to watch more closely now and see if some of this whacked out behavior is associated with the Ambien. But you know, it's interesting. It goes right back to what I was talking about in the first segment. People are convinced that they have sleep problems. And they're convinced of that because they watch these commercials on TV. Now, I believe it's the Lunesta commercial that has the little green butterfly.
That's the one, yeah.
Yeah. And so when people are convinced that they have a sleep problem, and it's as simple as asking your doctor for a prescription to one of these drugs, they feel like, oh, well, you know, that's the end-all, be-all. That's, you know, the cure for all my problems. That'll take care of me. I'll be able to get a good night's sleep. And yet they don't think about the potential for the side effects that are associated with all of these drugs. It's crazy. Just absolutely crazy. You're listening to the Dead Doctors Don't Lie show, and this is your guest host, Nurse Joanne Conaway, sitting in today for Dr. Wallach. And yes, I do think some of those things are absolutely crazy. We're going to talk about some of those things and more when we return in just a few minutes. Stay with us. We'll be back after these messages.
And if you'd like to talk to Nurse Joanne Conaway today, we do have open lines on the priority line, and that number is 831-685-1080. That's 831-685-1080.
Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, host of Dead Doctors Don't Lie. Chocoholics, come in and listen to this one. We actually have the Chocolate Lover's Dream Diet. If you need to lose 10, 25, 50 pounds or so, and you're a chocoholic, you need to try Chocolate Lover's Dream Diet. Individually wrapped chocolate chews with cocogen. Cocogen is a natural substance you find in cocoa, and it ramps up your metabolism safely so you burn more calories, dampens your appetite. And I mean, this is a fun way to lose weight. You take one of these chocolate chews 15 minutes before a meal, and you won't be hungry, and you're going to burn more calories. What a way to lose weight. The Chocolate Lover's Dream Diet. Wow. Chocolate lovers, listen up. The Chocolate Lover's Dream Diet.
For more information on this product or others you've heard about on the Dead Doctors Don't Lie radio program, call your local Youngevity associate today. And don't forget to ask about home-based business opportunities.
Hi, it's MZ, chairman of the ZBS Radio Network, with an important message for all of you who care about your health and enjoy listening to the Dead Doctors Don't Lie radio program. Dead Doctors Don't Lie radio is now available to everybody, everywhere, on demand, courtesy of technology and the Internet. Yep, now you and anyone else can listen to the latest Dead Doctors program wherever and whenever you want. All you need to do is register for the Dead Doctors Don't Lie radio podcast by getting on the Internet and going to doc.ksco.com. That's doc, spelled D-O-C, dot K-S-C-O, dot com. It's that simple. And don't forget, you can always call the show with your own health questions for Doc any weekday between 12 noon and 1 p.m. Pacific time. Tell everyone you know about the Internet web address doc.ksco.com, where you can read show notes and download the daily Dead Doctors Don't Lie podcast on demand or even automatically. Remember the address, doc.ksco.com. Here's to your health and longevity.
If you're interested in Youngevity products, listen up.
You've listened to Dr. Wallach help many people on the Dead Doctors Don't Lie talk radio program. You've also heard dozens of testimonials from people who are so pleased that they have actually recorded commercials. If you are convinced that Doc onto something and want to try these premium quality products for yourself, we can connect you with that distributor if you simply call our special helpline voicemail at 831-429-2244. That's 831-429-2244. Right now, and leave your name and phone number. We'll see to it that the right person calls you back shortly. Remember the phone number, 831-429-2244. Call now and start to feel better. 831-429-2244. Call our special helpline voicemail. That's 831-429-2244.
Welcome back. You're listening to the Dead Doctors Don't Lie show, and this is your guest host, Nurse Joanne Conaway, sitting in today for Dr. Wallach. And we still do have an open line. That priority line is 831-685-1080. That's 831-685-1080. Well, Doug, I'd like to go back to what we were talking about before the break for a few minutes, if we could. You know,
sure.
It's interesting when we talk about these things. And this article that I alluded to during the opening segment talks about the fact that Dr. Whitaker actually cited that in 2004, again, I mentioned this just before we went to the break, the U.S. spent $1.9 million on national health care expenditures, and this figure is actually set to double, unfortunately, over the next decade. Well, when you consider that and look at the fact that Americans rank 22 out of 23 countries, and again, that was one statistical analysis. Another one was by the World Health Organization, where we rank 37th out of 191 countries. When you look at those statistics and think about the amount of money that we spend in this country, it's just amazing. But the other thing that's interesting is when we look at this, what we know to be true is that big business, big pharmaceutical business in this country is allowed to direct market to the general public. Now, in order to get these people to take these drugs, you have to create a fear. You have to create for them a condition which makes them think, oh, I need a pill. And that's exactly what they do in these commercials that are on TV during primetime television. Pharmaceutical companies spend $4 billion a year to direct market to consumers. In this country, the United States, there's only one other country in the world that allows this. I personally think that this is criminal. I do not think that pharmaceutical companies should be able to actually market directly to the public, because what happens is the things that we've talked about before on different shows, these people get it in their minds that they have this condition, whatever this condition is, so they immediately go to their doctor and request a prescription. And I can remember a friend of mine who lives in my local area said that she felt like she was depressed. So she went to the doctor and she asked the doctor if she could maybe have a prescription for an antidepressant. And he said, well, which one do you want? And she said, well, I've heard that Paxil's good. And he said, well, all right. And he writes her a prescription for Paxil, and he says, let me know how this works. I don't know anything about it.
Oh, my gosh.
Now, how sad is that?
Yeah, it is sad. And I actually had a story a while back. It's probably been about 2 months ago, where there was a sort of an anecdotal study done on the amounts of money that were spent on the advertising for these drugs. And that was exactly one of the things they talked about in this article, was that these new advertisements, what they do is they list a whole bunch of things, basically saying, do you feel bad about this aspect or this aspect of your life? And at times we all have things like that. I mean, just myself, I work on a morning show, so I have to go to sleep very early. Well, we recently had the time change, and that always sort of throws me off for a few days, and I had trouble sleeping the other night. And a lot of it was just the time change, and I went to bed an hour earlier than I normally do, so I tossed and turned for a while. And had I been one of these people that's easily, you know, subjugated to these drug ads, I'd probably be calling up my doctor and saying, hey, can you get me some of that Ambien stuff? You know, I'm having trouble sleeping.
Well, sure.
And, you know, the next thing you know, you'd hear about me driving off the end of the pier into the ocean because I was asleep driving.
And, you know, the sad thing is, I listen to it all the time, and especially working in the hospital, you know, I'm around people who are just linked to the medical system. If it's the least little thing, well, they're going to go ahead and get a hold of their doctor and see if they can't get a prescription or something. It's just amazing.
Yeah.
Each and every one of them think nothing of it.
Now, that was one of the things that they pointed to in this article, too, is that, as you alluded to, is that often people see these ads for these drugs, they go ask their doctor for it, and the doctors do not hesitate to go ahead and write the prescription, whether they know anything about the person's condition or the drug itself. It's like, oh, you want that because you saw it advertised on TV? There you go.
Exactly.
And I find it interesting that the Federal Trade Commission allows these ads to be targeted directly to people. And several years ago, we had to pull all the cigarette ads and all the hard liquor ads off because somebody might, you know, get in trouble with that.
Where's the big money these days,
yeah.
I wonder?
Yeah.
Stay with us. You're listening to the Dead Doctors Don't Lie show. We'll be right back.
If you're interested in longevity products, listen up.
You've listened to Dr. Wallach help many people on the Dead Doctors Don't Lie talk radio program. You've also heard dozens of testimonials from people who are so pleased that they have actually recorded commercials. If you are convinced that Doc onto something and want to try these premium quality products for yourself, we can connect you with that distributor if you simply call our special helpline voicemail at 831-429-2244. That's 831-429-2244. Right now, and leave your name and phone number. We'll see to it that the right person calls you back shortly. Remember the phone number, 831-429-2244. Call now and start to feel better. 831-429-2244. Call our special helpline voicemail. That's 831-429-2244.
Today's environment is inundated with increased pollution from chemicals and toxic emissions. Add to the list the breakdown of the ozone layer, and our bodies find it very difficult to stay healthy. Because of this, it's more important than ever to provide our bodies with all the nutrients needed to fight off the effects of a damaged environment. Majestic Earth Herbal Rainforest is a step in the right direction. Each bottle of Herbal Rainforest is filled with majestic earth plant-derived colloidal minerals along with an assortment of 16 popular herbs like echinacea, alfalfa, dandelion root, and ginkgo biloba. And at $25 a bottle wholesale, you can get a pleasant-tasting, highly absorbable liquid supplement that tastes so good, you'll be drinking the fruit-flavored Herbal Rainforest right out of the bottle.
Majestic Earth Herbal Rainforest is available by calling your Youngevity distributor today.
Balance your everyday nutritional requirements by giving your body what it needs to keep healthy in a polluted world. Majestic Earth Herbal Rainforest
from Youngevity.
Calcium. You hear about it every day. It's a mineral the body absorbs to maintain strong and healthy bones. Unfortunately, too many people believe that you can get all the calcium you need by taking pills comprised mainly of ground-up oyster shells. Youngevity steps up with their fantastic line of Majestic Earth plant-derived colloidal mineral products like OsteoFX. Each ounce of the great-tasting, highly absorbable OsteoFX contains more than 100% of the recommended daily value of calcium. Plus, with the vitamin and mineral cofactor suspended in the liquid, you'll be giving your body everything it needs to absorb and store one of the most important minerals for bone and joint health, calcium. And at $36.50 a bottle wholesale, you'll keep your bones strong without breaking your bank account. Give your body what it needs to maintain proper bone density. Calcium with OsteoFX from Youngevity. To order, call your Youngevity distributor.
And don't forget to ask how you can become a wholesale buyer for free.
This is the ZBS Radio Network.
Back, you're listening to the Dead Doctors Don't Lie show, and this is your guest host, Nurse Joanne Conaway, sitting in today for Dr. Wallach. And I'd like to go to callers now, Doug, if we could, please.
We certainly can. Let's head to Colorado, and Cal, you're on with Nurse Joanne Conaway.
Hi there.
Hi.
How are you today?
I've been, I'm pretty good. I'm 80 years old.
Oh, okay.
And I have been taking Dr. Wallach's products now for about 14, 15 years.
Okay.
And I'm starting to have a memory problem. And I've been taking, for the last couple, 2 or 3 years, I've been taking Memory X.
Memory FX, uh-huh.
FX. And it still keeps getting worse. So is there something else that can be done?
Well, have you tried the Total Recall product yet?
No.
Okay, I want to recommend that you try that product. The Total Recall product is a great product, and again, what it does is it helps people with memory. Now, the other thing that I would ask is how much are you taking of the essential fatty acids?
Essential fatty acids.
The EFA? They're the big...
Oh, yeah, I take 3 twice a day.
Okay, so which ones are you taking? Are you taking the EFA or the EFA Plus?
I think it's just the EFA.
Okay, and you're taking 6 of those a day?
3 twice a day.
Okay. What I would recommend is that you also include the EFA Plus. The EFA Plus has the benefit of the fish oils, and there's a lot of research that has helped us to understand exactly how the EFAs work and function with memory and brain function. So what I would say is, in addition to the EFA that you take now, go ahead and take 6 a day of the EFA Plus as well. So incorporate the EFA Plus and go ahead and incorporate the Total Recall and see if that doesn't make a difference for you.
Okay.
Okay?
Yeah, thank you much.
Uh-huh, you're sure welcome, and thank you for the call. Okay, Doug, who else do we have?
Let's head to Springdale, Arkansas, and Vicki, you're on with Nurse Joanne Conaway.
Hi there, Vicki. How may I help you today?
Our 19-year-old grandson has recently been diagnosed with mediastinal fibrosis.
Okay.
And we're told the fungus itself is not there, but a mass, I believe formed by the body for protection, has been formed, and it's large enough that it is pushing against his esophagus, bronchial, fallopian, windpipe, everything
okay.
there.
Okay. So it's taking up space where it shouldn't be.
Right, and it has closed the blood flow to the lower lobe of the right lung, causing it to collapse.
Okay.
And right now we're waiting for a third opinion, and the treatment to this point is antibiotic.
Okay, and what type of antibiotic are they prescribing for him?
Oh, I'm sorry, I can't tell you that. I don't know.
Okay. Now, they say that the fungus is gone, so I'm curious if it's a bacterial antibiotic or if it's an antifungal antibiotic. Have they said anything about trying to resolve the space-occupying tumor? Or are they thinking that just antibiotics is what's going to get rid of it?
You mean as far as surgery or something
uh-huh,
like that?
Uh-huh.
The local surgeon will not touch it.
Okay, okay, probably because of the involvement. Okay, does this, he's 19 years old, does he take any of the products at all right now?
No, not of these products that you speak of, no.
Okay, are you familiar with the products?
A few.
Okay, I would like to make sure that you get in touch with one of the Youngevity associates so they can help you understand these products a little bit better. I hear the music in the background, which means we're going to be going to a break in just a second, and I'm not going to have time to go over these products with you. So can you stay with me until after the break?
Will do.
Okay, just stay, hang in there for a few minutes until after the break, and then we'll go over some of the products that I think he might benefit most from. You're listening to the Dead Doctors Don't Lie show with your guest host, Nurse Joanne Conaway, sitting in today for Dr. Wallach. If you have a question that concerns your health, wellness, and longevity, let me hear from you. The priority line is 831-685-1080. That's 831-685-1080.
Today's environment is inundated with increased pollution from chemicals and toxic emissions. Add to the list the breakdown of the ozone layer, and our bodies find it very difficult to stay healthy. Because of this, it's more important than ever to provide our bodies with all the nutrients needed to fight off the effects of a damaged environment. Majestic Earth Herbal Rainforest is a step in the right direction. Each bottle of Herbal Rainforest is filled with Majestic Earth plant-derived colloidal minerals along with an assortment of 16 popular herbs like echinacea, alfalfa, dandelion root, and ginkgo biloba. And at $25 a bottle wholesale, you can get a pleasant-tasting, highly absorbable liquid supplement that tastes so good you'll be drinking the fruit-flavored Herbal Rainforest right out of the bottle.
Majestic Earth Herbal Rainforest is available by calling your Youngevity distributor today.
Balance your everyday nutritional requirements by giving your body what it needs to keep healthy in a polluted world. Majestic Earth Herbal Rainforest
from Youngevity. If you're interested in Youngevity products, listen up.
You've listened to Dr. Wallach help many people on the Dead Doctors Don't Lie talk radio program. You've also heard dozens of testimonials from people who are so pleased that they have actually recorded commercials. If you are convinced that Doc is onto something and want to try these premium quality products for yourself, we can connect you with that distributor if you simply call our special helpline voicemail at 831-429-2244. That's 831-429-2244 right now and leave your name and phone number. We'll see to it that the right person calls you back shortly. Remember the phone number, 831-429-2244. Call now and start to feel better. 831-429-2244. Call our special helpline voicemail. That's 831-429-2244.
Welcome back. You're listening to the Dead Doctors Don't Lie show, and this is your guest host, Nurse Joanne Conaway, sitting in for Dr. Wallach. And I'd like to go right back to calls, please. Are you still with me?
Yes, I am.
Okay. All right. Let's talk a little bit about what I think he should take. Now, is he a normal size 19-year-old? Tell me about how much he...
But I suppose so, yeah.
Okay. He's not, like, excessively obese or anything, and he's also not very skinny.
Right.
Okay. Okay. Then what I would recommend is he needs to start out with the baseline 90 essential nutrients. And for him, my first recommendation would be the Ultra Body Toddy with Cell Shield. That is a mineral vitamin complex, and it also has a lot of antioxidants in it. I would make sure that he's getting at least 2 ounces a day of that. I would also say that he should incorporate in his program the minerals, the Majestic Earth minerals, plant-derived minerals, and again, an ounce of each of those every day. then he should get the essential fatty acids, and I would say a combination of the plain EFA and the EFA plus. And I would say that right now, probably to start, he needs to make sure that he's getting at least 4 of each a day. Now, when it comes to treating something like this, you tell me that the fungus is gone, and that's fine. But he's also being treated with an antibiotic, which makes me curious, a little bit curious about exactly what's going on. Knowing that he's being treated with an antibiotic, however, we also know that that means it's going to kill off all the healthy flora in his gastrointestinal system. And when we start killing off all the healthy flora or the bifidobacterium or the lactobacillus as we know it in the small intestine, his immune system is going to begin to suffer. So I want to make sure that we are replenishing that healthy bacteria that is being killed off by any of the antibiotics that he might be taking. So I would recommend the Flora FX product. And to start, because we want to recolonize all that healthy bacteria, I want to make sure that he's taking at least 8 capsules in the morning and 8 in the evening for the first 5 days. And again, that is to recolonize all of that healthy bacteria. Now, if he's still taking antibiotics, of course, each day that he continues to take antibiotics, those antibiotics are going to continue to kill off that healthy bacteria. So we have to try to play catch-up, if you will. So for the first 4 to 5 days, 8 in the morning, 8 in the evening. And then 4 in the morning, 4 in the evening, for another 4 or 5 days, and then 2 in the morning and 2 in the evening. Now again, when he comes off the antibiotic, what we might want to do is bump up that heavy dose again for a few days, once again, just to recolonize that healthy bacteria. The other thing, too, that's important in a situation like this is he's been on drugs, he's been on antibiotics, he's had this infection. What we need to do is we need to make sure that we're cleaning out his system and we're cleaning out his colon. That being said, I would recommend that he try a combination of the Cleanse FX and the Colon Plus. Both of those products will help to clean out the colon and help to clean out the lower part of the intestine and get rid of any residual that might be left there that might indeed continue to have some of the toxins in it. Also, we have a wonderful product. It's called the Rainforest Toddy. The Rainforest Toddy has several herbs in it, which once again will help to remove toxins from the system. What we're trying to do, or what I'm trying to do with these recommendations, is get his system as clean as possible so that his immune system can function and function well. What we want to know is that his immune system has the best advantage that it can have in an effort to continue to try to overcome this. In the meantime, along with all of those things that are going to clean his system, what I would like to recommend is that he start to take the Killer Biotic product. The Killer Biotic product is an antifungal, antiviral product. And I would say 2 capsules, 3 times a day for the first 7 days, and then perhaps 2 capsules twice a day after that. To get into his system, this product, which again is a good antibacterial, antifungal. The other thing that I would recommend is using some of the essential oils. Are you familiar with the essential oils that we have in the line at all?
I have heard of it, but I have not used it.
Okay. I would recommend starting out with a tea tree oil. The tea tree oil, again, is an antibacterial, antifungal. Almost all of the essential oils actually have some antibacterial and antifungal properties. And I would like to see him start using that tea tree and just start using it on the bottoms of his feet, just to massage a few drops on the bottoms of his feet 3 or 4 times a day. So let's see if we can't beef up his immune system, get it just as healthy as possible, and then, along with that, give him some of the natural things that we know that will help to work as antibacterials to maybe deal with whatever this infection is. Again, I don't know if the antibacterial that he's on or the antibiotic that he's on is an antibacterial or is an antifungal agent. Knowing that you've been told that the fungus is gone, I'm curious exactly what type of an antibiotic he would be on. But if you use the Killer Biotic and if you use the tea tree, you're going to be getting a similar effect in terms of the antibacterial, antifungal properties. The other thing, too, is flood his system with good antioxidants. And the best way to do that is with our new Cocogevity product. That new product is just loaded with those things that we know to be true antioxidants. And loading his system with those will also help to, again, clean up the system, get rid of all of those toxins that are already there. That Cocogevity product, I would say probably a tablespoon three times a day would be a way to start using that particular product. But let's start there. Let's see how he does. And, you know, certainly give us a call back and let us know how he's doing. And certainly if you have any more information that might help, I'd recommend that you call back with that information as well. Okay?
Very much.
All right. You're very, very welcome, and thank you. I thank you for the call. You're listening to the Dead Doctors Don't Lie show, and this is your guest host, Nurse Joanne Conaway, sitting in for Dr. Wallach today. Do we have any more callers, Doug?
We certainly do. Let's head to Benson, North Carolina. And Lydia, you're on with Nurse Joanne Conaway.
Hi there, Lydia. How may I help you?
I've got two questions
for
two different people.
Okay.
The first is one of my coworkers, and I talked with Dr. Wallach a few weeks ago, but I got some more information on her, so I wanted to check with y'all. But she has not started yet, but she's got the Ultra Body Toddy and the she's going to be taking the Nightly Essence. She has peripheral neuropathy.
Uh-huh.
And she has diverticulitis.
Okay.
And she started explaining to me more symptoms associated with, I'm guessing, with the neuropathy when she eats food. And basically it can be the same food and she has totally different reactions at different times. But the reactions go so far that if she doesn't get rid of it quickly out of her system, when her stomach starts cramping, her lips will start tingling. She'll get red from her chest to her, up through her face. She'll, start having blurred vision and it'll lead to her passing out. Now, I didn't know she was having that type of reaction, and she was only able to get the Ultra Body Toddy and the Nightly Essence for this order that she's got.
Okay.
And I was just wondering if that was going to be enough for her to start using, or if there was something else that she would really need to start with also.
Well, what you're describing to me sounds like she's loaded with toxins, and when she eats, her body reacts differently to the same foods. Is that what I'm understanding?
Yes.
Okay. All right. That to me is a good indication that her gastrointestinal system is not functioning at an optimal level. And having said that, what we need to be sure of is that we try to tone it up so that it is. But we also need to, by what you're describing, I'm also hearing that she's loaded with toxins. So the next product that I would consider is the Rainforest Toddy. That Rainforest Toddy product is going to help to detoxify her system, help to pull some of those things out of the blood and out of the liver. Those things that we know need to be removed, it'll help pull them out. Stay with me. We'll be back in just a minute after the break, and we'll talk a little bit more about the products that I would recommend and things that I think that she might see benefit from. You're listening to the Dead Doctors Don't Lie show, and this is your guest host, Nurse Joanne Conaway, sitting in today for Dr. Wallach. Stay with us. We'll be back in just a minute after these messages.
This is the ZBS Radio Network. When it comes to the various functions of our bodies, nothing is more strenuous than digestion. Not only do we have to properly digest food, but the body needs to absorb nutrition effectively while expelling the waste. However, with today's active lifestyles, and shall we say less than adequate eating habits, it's very important to have a healthy colon to keep your body healthy and detoxified. Ultimate Cleanse FX supports a healthy digestive system and helps maintain intestinal flora. Each bottle of Ultimate Cleanse FX contains a proprietary blend of herbs like rhubarb and marshmallow root, flaxseed, aloe leaf gel, and slippery elm bark. Ultimate Cleanse FX can be used to support normal eliminations or as a cleansing agent when taken at bedtime over four consecutive nights. And at $19.50 per bottle wholesale, you'll be supporting a healthy digestive system from start to finish.
To order Ultimate Cleanse FX, contact your Youngevity distributor today.
Hi, it's MZ, chairman of the ZBS Radio Network, with an important message for all of you who care about your health and enjoy listening to the Dead Doctors Don't Lie radio program. Dead Doctors Don't Lie radio is now available to everybody, everywhere, on demand, courtesy of technology and the internet. Yep, now you and anyone else can listen to the latest Dead Doctors program wherever and whenever you want. All you need to do is register for the Dead Doctors Don't Lie radio podcast by getting on the internet and going to doc.ksco.com. That's doc, spelled D-O-C, dot K-S-C-O, dot com. It's that simple. And don't forget, you can always call the show with your own health questions for Doc any weekday between 12 noon and 1 p.m. Pacific time. Tell everyone you know about the internet web address doc.ksco.com, where you can read show notes and download the daily Dead Doctors Don't Lie podcast on demand or even automatically. Remember the address, doc.ksco.com. Here's to your health and longevity.
If you're interested in longevity products, listen up.
You've listened to Dr. Wallach help many people on the Dead Doctors Don't Lie talk radio program. You've also heard dozens of testimonials from people who are so pleased that they have actually recorded commercials. If you are convinced that Doc is onto something and want to try these premium quality products for yourself, we can connect you with that distributor if you simply call our special helpline voicemail at 831-429-2244. That's 831-429-2244. Right now, and leave your name and phone number. We'll see to it that the right person calls you back shortly. Remember the phone number, 831-429-2244. Call now and start to feel better. 831-429-2244. Call our special helpline voicemail. That's 831-429-2244.
Welcome back. You're listening to the Dead Doctors Don't Lie show, and this is your guest host, Nurse Joanne Conaway, sitting in today for Dr. Wallach. And I'd like to quickly go back to Lydia. We're about to run out of time, Lydia. So, I said the rainforest toddy, that's in the super lifeline, okay? Mm-hmm. And I would start her out with a tablespoon in the morning and a tablespoon in the evening just to see how she does. If that's too much for her, she's probably going to begin having diarrhea. Now, having said that, just remember that if your body's trying to get rid of toxins, diarrhea is not a bad thing, okay? But we just don't want her to have profuse diarrhea. So, start her with a tablespoon in the morning and a tablespoon in the evening. The other thing, too, of course, would be to make sure that we're cleaning out her colon. Make sure that she's using either the Colon Plus or the Cleanse FX, both of which are very, very gentle. You've already told me that she has diverticulitis, so I already know that she has some problems with her gastrointestinal system. So certainly starting out with the Ultra Body Toddy and the Nightly Essence is a great way to go because you're going to be replenishing the healthy bacteria in her small intestine. The other thing that I would say, though, in relation to the neuropathy is make sure that she's getting some of the essential fatty acids. And I would want her to get probably at least 8 to 10 a day of the EFA and the EFA Plus in combination. So a combination of 4 and 4 or 5 and 5 of each of those. And I really think that those things will go a long way in helping try to clean up her system, if you will. Make sure that she's absorbing better. Make sure that she's getting, you know, when you tell me that she has different reactions to the same kinds of foods, that's a clear indication to me that she's just not absorbing properly. And we really need to work on the gastrointestinal system and see if we can tweak it and get it cleaned up. In the meantime, be cleaning out the toxins and helping her system turn around.
Does enough, because I talked with her about the flora, but she just really wanted to do the Nightly Essence first to see. I mean, if she takes tea before bed on an empty stomach, will that be enough, or does she?
Well, I would say that she probably really needs more than that. If she's going to take her two nightly at night, that's wonderful. But what I would say is go ahead and augment that with the flora and have her take eight of the flora for the first 5 days every morning.
Okay.
And then 4 for 5 days every morning. And continue to take that 2 at night of the nightly. Okay?
And after the four.
Then just take 2 in the morning of the flora and 2 of the nightly every night.
Alrighty.
Okay?
I did have a second question. I don't know if we have time.
Okay, well, let's try real quick.
Okay. My mother had a blood pressure spike, and I called Dr. Wallach on Monday, and when she went to the doctor, they didn't give her any blood pressure medicine or anything like that, which was fine because she's actually come back down and she's okay now. But they gave her a Augmentin for a sinus infection.
Okay.
And I was really wanting to see if I'm not real familiar with the killer biotic. I've heard it talked about, but I was wondering what she could do with the killer biotic.
Okay,
and maybe using the colloidal silver with the sinus infection.
Okay, both very good things. The killer biotic, have her take 2 capsules 3 times a day for about 5 days, and then she can, you know, she should be doing well by that time, okay? As far as the colloidal silver is concerned, I particularly love that product. What I do is I go to the pharmacy and I get a small bottle of the nasal spray, just the nasal saline spray, and I dump out about 2/3 of the nasal saline spray, dump out about 1/2 to 2/3, pry that cap off. Don't think that it doesn't come off. It looks like it doesn't, but it does. Pry that cap off and put the silver in to replace what you've thrown out of the saline and use it as a nasal mist 3-4 times a day. I think you'll see a tremendous benefit, a tremendous result very, very quickly. Okay, Doug, I know we have one more caller. Do we have time to go to that caller?
No, ma'am. We are out of time.
I am so sorry. Okay, well, those things that we were just talking about in such a hurry, people who have sinus infections really see a big benefit when they use that colloidal silver as a nasal spray. And the reason is those bacteria that cause sinus infections get back up into the sinuses, and they're very, very difficult to get to. When you use a spray like the colloidal silver, which is an antibacterial, antifungal, antiviral, and spray it up into those sinuses, it does a fantastic job. You've been listening to the Dead Doctors Don't Lie show with your guest host, Nurse Joanne Conaway, sitting in for Dr. Wallach. Thank you to everyone in the background, and thank you all for listening. God bless each and every one of you. God bless our troops working so hard, and God bless America. Thanks so much for listening, and so long for now.
Dead Doctors Don't Lie, the talk radio program, is a copyrighted production of the ZBS Radio Network. Broadcast of all or part of this program by any station without a valid license from ZBS Radio Associates will result in civil liability for and criminal prosecution of that station under applicable United States federal copyright laws. Broadcast licenses may be obtained by calling the ZBS Radio Network at 831-477-1999.